Okay, now I understand that the park is involved in one or two projects at the moment.
That's right. Since 1994, we've been working with various partners to raise money and help coordinate something called Project Life Lion. This project involves sending teams to villages which border the Serengeti National Park in East Africa to vaccinate domestic dogs against canine distemper virus, CDV, and rabies. In 1994, over one-third of the Serengeti lions died as a result of CDV, which had passed from domestic dogs to the wild animal population. In addition to that, we are currently taking part in the Atlantic Rainforest Project and supporting the Community Conservation Project.
So you're obviously concerned about environmental issues.
Yes, the park continuously monitors its environmental impact. To do that, we have our own independently written environmental management system, which is now being used as a model by other organisations across the UK so that they can establish their own.
Now, apart from the day-to-day business of visitors to the park, you also put on events, don't you?
Yes, the park is a venue for all manner of corporate events, such as product launches, team building, special events, barbecues. The list is endless. And we play host to many charity and fundraising events each year. For them, we are happy to help with discounted tickets and competition prizes.
Now, tell me about the Centre for Television and Radio Training. I gather you're connected with that.
Yes, it's our sister company. If you've always dreamed of being a radio presenter, we offer you the opportunity to take the first steps. The centre has a range of courses from a one-day experience to a five-day full-time course, which leads to your own two-hour show on our own station, Paradise FM. The courses take place at our studio complex.
Wow, that sounds great. Now, back to animals, which is, after all, what the park is really all about. One thing that I see you run is something called Adopt an Animal. Tell me about that.
Yes, adopting an animal is a great way to mark a special occasion for yourself or for a friend or loved one. All our animals are available for adoption, and to ensure that they're all affordable, whatever their size, adoptions are available in shared units of £50 and last for 12 months. If you adopt an animal, you receive a certificate, a photograph of and information about your chosen animal, and a complimentary ticket for two people to the park.
Now, talking of tickets, people can get season tickets for the park, can't they?
That's right. Our season tickets are very popular and extremely good value for money. If you visit us more than five times during the year, you will be saving money. Season tickets are valid for 12 months and allow unlimited access to the park. And we can even take people's passport-size photographs for them for the season ticket, free of charge.
But are you open all year?
Yes, we're open 365 days a year. With our heated indoor play area, there is still lots of fun to be had, even when the weather is a bit chilly.
Now, people can also take part in what you call experience days, can't they?
Yes, the experience days are great to give to someone who is 12 or over as a gift. One of them is called Feed the Big Cats and gives people the opportunity to hand-feed the big cats for half an hour. Another is called Walk with Our Wolves, during which people take a walk in the woods with these impressive animals. And the other is called Shadow a Keeper and gives people a chance to become an animal keeper for a full day.
Finally, if I wanted to work in the park, what chance would I have?
Pretty good right now. We have a number of jobs available for enthusiastic people who are interested in customer service work. And we employ people from the ages of 16 to 60. And we also welcome applications from adults seeking voluntary work.
Oh, I might apply. Thanks for talking to me today.
You're welcome.